And Matt Bevan is back with the news around the world.
G'day, Geraldine. Look, the big news this morning is that the US Vice President Mike Pence has announced a ceasefire in northern Syria.
And today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
So a ceasefire, or according to the Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu, not a ceasefire.
This is not a stopping of the operation. It's a pause. This is not a ceasefire because a ceasefire takes place between two legitimate parties. And after all terror elements have fully left the zone, only then we can really stop the operation.
His argument is that there's no legitimate party to agree to a ceasefire with. They're not actually fighting with the US and they don't recognise the Kurds as anything other than terrorists. But they do agree that for 5 days the attacks are off. The US President Donald Trump has commented on the ceasefire, or not a ceasefire, while standing next to a helicopter.
But I will tell you, on behalf of the United States, I want to thank Turkey. I want to thank all of the people that have gotten together and made this happen. This is an incredible outcome. So you have a 22-mile strip that for many, many years, Turkey, in all fairness, they've had a legitimate problem with it. They had terrorists. They had a lot of people in there that they couldn't have. They've suffered a lot of loss of lives also, and they had to have it cleaned out. But once you start that, it gets to be to a point where a tremendous amount of bad things can happen. So we have a 5-day ceasefire. During that 5 days, the Kurds and other people, they're going to be taken great care of. They're going to be moving around, moving out of a safe zone, which is something that Turkey has always wanted. And what Turkey is getting now is they're not going to have to kill millions of people, and millions of people aren't going to have to kill them. I just want to thank and congratulate, though, President Erdogan. He's a friend of mine, and I'm glad we didn't have a problem because, frankly, he's a hell of a leader, and he's a tough man, he's a strong man, and he did the right thing, and I really appreciate it, and I will appreciate it in the future.
So according to Trump, everyone wins. He wins, Erdogan wins, but as Hugh Remington mentioned earlier, there are a million questions which remain unanswered here, not least what Russia is going to think about it, given they are emerging as the big power broker in this particular part of the world now. The 5 days of ceasefire, or not ceasefire, will end with President Erdogan meeting the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Russia to figure out what happens next. But that's not all that's been on the White House's mind overnight. Mick Mulvaney, who has been the acting chief of staff for the White House for 10 months, gave a press conference and said a lot of interesting things, including about the impeachment inquiry into the president. One of the main defences the president and his allies have been mounting to the impeachment inquiry is that when Donald Trump asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate a conspiracy theory about the 2016 election and a debunked allegation of corruption into his possible 2020 opponent Joe Biden, there was no quid pro quo implied.
There was no quid pro quo. There was no linkage between any type of security assistance money and any type of investigation.
And there was absolutely no quid pro quo.
There was no quid pro quo.
This morning, though, Mick Mulvaney seemingly admitted that there was, at least in relation to the investigation into the 2016 conspiracy theory, an implication that if Ukraine didn't investigate, they would not receive U.S. military assistance money.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money. Now, there was a report.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he was ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
Withholding the funding. To be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happened as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. And I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy.
That's quite an admission, but that wasn't all. Mulvaney also announced the location of next year's G7 summit, due to be held in the United States. And surprise, surprise.
We're going to do the 46th G7 summit on June 10th through June 12th at the Trump National Doral facility in Miami, Florida.
So it will be hosted at the president's struggling Florida golf course, Doral. There are questions about whether that's even constitutional, Geraldine. But I don't have time to explore that just now. There's been about a week's worth of news in the last hour and a half. So, yes.
Thank you. Just stay on it, please.
I will.
Stay on
I'll do my best.
Keep up to date.